The lawyer for Farouk Orman, the convicted criminal that I mentioned in that case involving Lawyer X. There's so much to this, but let's get right to the heart of it now. Ruth Parker is the principal lawyer at Galbalie Rolfe, and she is representing the man who was known as the getaway driver in the murder of Victor Pearce, Farouk Orman. Ruth Parker, thanks for your time. Tell us your immediate reaction to this petition of mercy today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Obviously, myself and my team, including the barristers who've worked on it, the lawyers in my office, are absolutely thrilled. It was a very difficult situation that you are put in when you represent an individual who is then sent a letter by the Director of Public Prosecutions saying that he may have been impacted by Ms. Gobbo's behaviour. And we were able to put submissions before the Attorney General, and we are just so relieved that she has made the decision that she has.
I'll take you back to that moment in just a minute, but could you give our listeners a background here on the different stages that Farouk Orman has gone through and been knocked back every time on appealing his conviction?
Well, look, Victor Pearce was murdered in 2002, and Mr. Orman was charged on the 22nd of June 2007, so 5 years later. He engaged Ms. Gobbo to act on his behalf from the day that he was charged,
yes,
right up until his first aborted trial. The trial was aborted because a co-accused was charged, and that co-accused had to have due process granted to him through the court processes. He was convicted, and he sought leave to appeal in the Court of Criminal Appeal, which was denied, and he went all the way to the High Court in Canberra appealing his conviction. That was also unsuccessful. Of course, at the time, he had no idea that his defence barrister was, at the time she was representing him and beforehand, a registered human source. That came out at the end of last year, and he was immediately provided with a letter hand-delivered, yeah, by the Director of Public Prosecution.
So when you were going through the appeals, there was the behaviour and the position as an informer of Nicola Gobbo was never even on your radar?
Absolutely not. And I can say this, when we had the media reports that came out in 2015 about this Lawyer X, for us it was almost fantastical that such a thing could ever occur. It never even hit our radar. And we did not know anything about the 2017 suppression order proceedings.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the shockwave that hit my industry and my office when we realised that this individual who'd we'd represented for over a decade for a murder that he maintained an innocence of was to be provided with a letter with such explosive consequences.
What were you previously appealing on?
There were a number of grounds, which were relatively complicated.
Yeah, if you could keep it simple for us. Farouk Orman, did he say from right from the start that he was not there? Yes. And so what legal grounds did you then base that on?
Well, I have to be very careful because suppression orders have recently been put in place to protect the Royal Commission process,
yeah,
which means there's certain aspects that we just simply cannot talk about. But what I can say is that from the very day that he was charged, he maintained his innocence. He defended himself, or he thought he was defending himself to the best of his ability, continued to challenge his conviction all the way through every court avenue available to him. And he, 4 days ago, celebrated is not the right word, commiserated his 12 years in custody.
Yeah.
And since, for the last 6 months, has been aware that the very person who was paid and who was obliged by her duties to protect him,
yeah,
was a registered human source assisting the police a number of matters.
So the law all the way along rejected his appeals. And do you see this now as a loophole?
Not a legal
loophole?
Absolutely not at all.
Because I mean, it's on completely different grounds to your other appeal.
Well, look, if I can say this, the analogy that I maybe kind of inarticulately put, it's kind of like when you read a book and then you watch the movie and the two have nothing in common.
Yeah.
His trial was the movie. Mm. There is a whole understory of what happened here that was never disclosed to him.
Was there evidence brought against your clients through the trial, through any of the appeals, where you were wondering, where did this come from? Was there a suppression order on the roll of where the evidence came from, i.e. Nicola Gobbo?
I can definitely say that the practitioners, I was not in the trial. I took his matter up on appeal.
Okay.
I can definitely say that there were aspects of this trial that made the individuals involved in it seriously concerned that information about defence strategy was being shared,
yeah,
and that information and instructions were being revealed. But what has been, and I'm being very careful out of respect for the law in circumstances where there are suppression orders, but what we now know is that this trial was nothing like anybody involved in it ever appreciated. And the significance of it was reflected by this Attorney General saying that she is concerned that a miscarriage of justice has occurred in this case. And I just want to take this opportunity to say that I think that this was a bold and thorough approach taken by this Attorney General, and that the material that will go before the court will be considered by an independent judiciary, and I can't really comment.
Yeah.
But this trial definitely needs to be looked at with the virtue of everything.
What was your client's reaction to that news?
Very emotional, as I can say that everybody involved in representing Farouk has been today. It has been an uphill battle. He was just so grateful. He was grateful to the Attorney General for providing him an opportunity. And if I can say this, the only thing he's ever said all along is, look, I don't want to get out of jail free card. I just want my matter determined by a fair and impartial court. I just want fairness. And when you understand that your own lawyer worked against you, that's not an unreasonable request, and he will respect the Court of Appeal's judgment on it, but all he wants is fairness, to which every Victorian is entitled to before the criminal justice system.
And just one final one from me. Do you know of any other cases that share those similarities, have gone through all the appeals, gone all the way, had no success in any of them, but can now get that petition of mercy?
Look, it's very, very difficult. He is a standalone case because his was a singular prosecution, and there are other individuals who are incarcerated on pleas of guilty, which also need to be looked at if they were procured by Nicola Gobbo in circumstances where she was informing on them.
How many do you think might get another go round?
Well, look, on her version in the court, in the Supreme Court, in her proceedings, was that she informed on 386 people.
Yeah.
So, you know, the number is endless,
but today we're
celebrating the one.
Yep. Appreciate your time, and
we'll stay
across this case. That's Ruth Parker, partner of Galbraith-Rolf, representing Farouk Orman, who will have another day in court, as he's been seeking, on the back of the evidence we've heard at the Royal Commission.